All right, fellas, we need to have a serious, serious discussion about tonight's Eagles-Cowboys game. We need to figure out whether that is going to be our circa survivor pick for week one.
Right,
NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right, can we just do this? Can we just go down the schedule and just eliminate the games that we're not going to take, all right? Just the matchups that we're throwing out.
All right.
Okay?
Sure, I guess we could do that.
All right, Cowboys-Eagles obviously in play.
Yeah.
Chiefs-Chargers, not in play.
No, not interested.
Bucks-Falcons, not in play.
Not really interested in that.
Bengals-Browns in play.
Kind of intrigued by that one.
Dolphins Colts for me not in play.
That's a no. It's a coin flip. It's a 1.5 point spread.
Pats for me not in play.
No.
Okay.
Not really, but I'm kind of intrigued by New England.
Oh,
but not to the point where I would pick
in
them.
In your week one to survive.
I like the fact that you love Drake May that much that you're considering them. But all right, so they're out. Cards Saints. I know that Cakes is interested in this game, so I'm gonna keep that in.
I'll go with tepid interest. Right. I just have a hard time banking on Kyler Murray. But if you're going to pick the Cardinals at some point, this is a great spot to pick them.
The A-Rodge Bowl.
No, thanks.
Giants Commanders, not in play for me.
I don't want anything to do with that game.
Some interest because it's one of the bigger spreads on the board.
Don't want anything to do with that game.
Panthers Jags, not in play for me.
In play for Cakes, he mentioned it yesterday.
A little bit of interest because, just like with the Cards and Kyler Murray, when else would you feel comfortable using the Jacksonville Jaguars?
I almost feel like in the first 3 or 4 weeks, you cannot take a mediocre team. It's just like it's insanity.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to get some wins.
I think this team's better than mediocre, and you are not in. But Titans Broncos for me in play.
Definitely in play. Definitely one that we will make the short list.
49ers Seahawks. Not in play.
No,
that's a no. That's a no for me, dog.
Lions, Packers, obviously not in play.
No thanks.
Texans, Rams, not in play. Ravens, Bills, no way.
Mm-mm.
Vikings, Bears, no way. All right. So just to narrow it down, Cowboys, Eagles in play. Bengals, Browns in play. For you, Cakes, Raiders, Patriots, but we're going to eliminate
that's
one.
That's fine.
Cardinals, Saints in play. And Panthers, Jags in play. Titans, Broncos in play. So there's five games that are in play for us.
Right.
All right, now we got to start with tonight's game. How good do you feel about the Eagles beating the Cowboys?
Here's why I feel good about it. Philly's laying 8.5 points at home. It's tied for the biggest spread of the entire weekend.
We've talked
about it a lot. This is a week one that there aren't any like 12, 12.5, 13-point favorites. There's no overwhelming favorites on the board.
Mm-hmm.
They're tied with Denver for the biggest spread of the entire weekend.
Yeah.
So I feel like we at least have to consider it. And the fact that Dallas loses their best defensive player prior to this game, we don't know what sort of toll it's going to take on them emotionally and on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like Dallas is running into a buzzsaw here. Not that I think Philly's going to smoke them by 14 or 20 points. But I just feel like this is a win at home for the Eagles, celebrating the Super Bowl win, raising the banner. I just feel like all signs point to a Philadelphia win here.
I think it's likely. I told you this yesterday. I'm nervous that Dallas's offense could go off with Dak Prescott connecting with not only CeeDee Lamb now, they add George Pickens. And if you take a look at Philadelphia's offseason, where they suffered the most was on defense. And specifically, if you want to talk about the passing game, they lost Darius Slay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know Slay's older, but now at corner, they're starting Quinyon Mitchell and Adoree Jackson.
Right.
All right. You still have Cooper DeJean, but I could see them picking on Adoree Jackson, who comes over from the New York Giants, and the Cowboys putting up a lot of points. Now, I don't have confidence in the Cowboys' running game, but I could see Dak Prescott having a big game. So it just gets me a little nervous that Philadelphia could come out of the gate slow. Maybe they won their opener last year, but they started off the season slow before the 10-game winning streak.
Yep. But the two previous
years, it gets me nervous.
The two previous years, the Eagles started off 6-0 and then 5-0. So last year, different story. I agree. I mean, I'm not saying that they're going to be preoccupied because they're going to be raising the banner. Mm-hmm. They've already said they're not going to be on the field. And that was Sirianni said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they said that's for the fans.
That's for the fans. But still, you never know. I mean, you never know if they're going to be preoccupied as a team. I would doubt it. I do think they're going to be a better team than the Cowboys. And this may be stupid. This may sound stupid because we lost in week one last year. And it's the point of the survivor pool is to advance week to week.
Yeah.
But I just want to save the Eagles. I just want to save them.
I understand that mentality.
I just don't want to burn, you know, one of the top three teams in the league, arguably the best team in the league. I just don't want to burn them in week one, especially on a Thursday night when you just don't know what can happen. It's very unpredictable, especially these island games. So that's why I'm not leaning Philly for me.
They lost a bunch of starters on defense.
I know, but they still got a bunch of guys. I mean, they're
Philly?
Yes.
Philly's going to score 40 points. They're not going to.
I hope you're right, because I got a bunch of Eagles.
Dallas going to stop them at all. You're talking about the number one rushing offense, right? Or number two, right up there, against one of the worst rush defenses. Micah Parsons wasn't necessarily some run-stopping monster, but they have. I just don't think they're going to stop them. I don't think they're going to punt. I think they're going to shove it on Dallas. And sure, Dak will be back and presumably healthy, and he'll use his receivers and make some they'll have some nice drives. But I think they're going to get smoked in this game. I think
you're probably right.
I think they're going to get absolutely smoked.
I mean, on paper, on the field, they're better.
Don't you think Denver's going to win pretty handily?
I like Denver.
I'm just not a believer yet in Denver and Bo Nix. And, like, I think Bo Nix is fine, but I'm not a believer that he's, like, an established guy you can count on week in and week out.
I think they're going to win because I just think Tennessee, even with Cam Ward, is going to be outmatched. Like, they're not there yet.
I don't know
yet.
Anything about him.
Like, I think Cam Ward's going to be good, but is he going to be good in Denver on the road? That's a tough place for
anybody.
Veteran quarterbacks to win, let alone a guy making his first NFL start.
Yeah.
It seems like a good spot to take the Denver Broncos.
The Broncos finished 10-7 last season, EB, and they lost their first two games.
Yeah.
So after an 0-2 start, they went 10-5 in their last 15 games.
I think they're solid. I'm just not convinced that they're that next level, they're that next upper echelon team to keep an eye. Maybe they are.
No, but you're facing one of the worst teams in the league, the team that had the number one pick. I mean, like, I feel comfortable, I said this yesterday, picking against patsies. I want to pick against teams that are horrible. Tennessee should win 4 or 5 games this year.
Yeah, our buddy Zach.
Dallas could win 8, 9, 10 games.
Zach Kruger.
Oh, I don't think that's possible.
Our pal Zach Kruger's like, just bet against the Saints. He's like, if you can stomach week one with the Cardinals, then you just take, like, I think they face the Niners in week two.
Yeah.
Just fade the Saints is, like, a smart way to do it.
That's a smart way. I could be convinced on the Cardinals, but Kyler Murray's let me down so many times.
I know. Trust me, I know.
Not just in, betting, but just
where's the Denver
fantasy
game?
In Denver.
It's at Denver, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be on them as hard if the game was in Nashville.
That's part of the appeal.
Mm-hmm. It's just going to be hard for any team to go up 10,000
feet.
All right,
I can be convinced because I don't really care because I know we're going to lose at some point. But I think the Eagles are going to destroy the Cowboys. But if you want to save them in some bizarre scenario, that's fine.
I think I could be sold on the Cardinals. I don't love Kyler Murray, but I like I like James Conner.
This is going to lead to a bigger discussion tomorrow.
Look, I like James Conner.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison Jr. got jacked.
Mm-hmm.
They still have Trey McBride, arguably the best tight end in the league.
He's a super stud.
You guys don't need to make your selection today, but we need to know.
Eliminate the Eagles. That's all.
Yes, we need to know if the Eagles are eliminated from the discussion.
Right.
Let's just go around the horn and take a vote on as to whether we're going to use the Eagles or want to use the Eagles tonight. Jason Bishop, you're the first to cast your vote. Do you want to use the Eagles for week one in Survivor, yay or nay?
No, I'm a stupid man. I want to save the Eagles.
All right, so that's an X for the Eagles.
Yep.
JP, do you want to use the Eagles? Do you want to burn them in Circus Survivor? JP does not. That's two no votes. If we get another no vote, the Eagles are officially shelved. Eric Bickle, do you want to burn the Eagles in week one?
I don't want to take them out of the equation yet. I have not been convinced.
Well, you have to use them today. They play tonight.
But to my point, in argument, I've not been convinced to move off the Eagles at this point.
Yeah, I think he likes
you can maybe move me at some point, but so I think they're going to shove it on the pathetic Cowboys. You guys have the Cowboys potentially winning 10 games. I don't know how.
They won 7 last year.
Yeah, I don't see it. They lost their best player.
Well, they had Dak out last year for some of the season. They won 7 games.
They're like 30th in the league against in like points allowed. They can't stop the run. The Eagles are gonna. The Eagles will not.
Commanders
punt.
Can't stop the run. They won 12 games and they were 31st against the run.
I think 30th.
Yeah, I just
they're bad.
I just think the Eagles destroyed us. Right? They scored 55 against us.
Yeah.
All right, you maybe you're waffling
well,
right now.
I'm not ruling out the Eagles.
All right, I'm going to put you down as a maybe. But I'm going to rule. I'm taking the Eagles off the board. 3-1.
All right, Eagles off the board. Eagles.
Not using them.
All right.
Though I was really stumping for it.
You were.
Like 24 hours
what
ago.
What changed?
I'm kind of jumping on Jason's train over there that I kind of want to save the Eagles, which is dumb
because they're gonna destroy them.
We just need to get to week two. We just need to survive in advance. Shouldn't be worrying about, I want to use the Eagles in week 12.
Yeah.
Like, if they win like 42-7,
then I know our pick is doomed.
Yeah. You're gonna have buyer's remorse.
If the Eagles destroy the Cowboys tonight, if it's like 38-10. And it's a laugher, and it's never in doubt, then I'm going to think whatever we wind up picking officially Friday is doomed to fail.
I'm going to say like 40-21 or something, like that kind of thing. Like I'll give Dallas a score a couple touchdowns, but I think they're going to – I just don't think the Eagles are going to punt.
All right, but the other choices, doesn't really matter if you don't use the Eagles tonight as long as you hit – on your pick.
So we're going to pass on the juggernaut, and now we're going to take
But then we'll have the juggernaut.
But there are only so many juggernauts in the league.
Right. We got to win one.
I'm just saying, in the cosmic order of things, I just know that if we bypass Philly and they smash the dumb Cowboys, then whatever we wind up picking, like say we land on the Cardinals, God forbid we're betting on Kyler
Murray. I just don't want to take
the
a road team.
Pull the upset. Spencer Rattler has like the game of his life. I just know something weird like that's going to happen. I'm prepared. I'm mentally prepared for it.
I don't see the number one pick. I get it. He's the number one pick. But I don't see the number one pick in his first start with a pretty bad roster.
Yeah.
Going into Denver and winning.
I generally don't either. I tend to agree with you.
I'd love to see how many rookie quarterbacks have won games in week one on the road.
Right.
In the history of the NFL. I would love to know that number. Impossible to research at all. It would take forever. Mm-hmm. But I can't imagine it's a very high percentage.
You can whittle it down like the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, I just can't imagine it's a very high percentage.
No.
But anyway.
By the way, Denver led the NFL last year in sacks. Mm-hmm. He's facing a defense that can get after
him. And he's facing probably the best corner in the league in Patrick Surtain.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a tall task for him to go on and get the win
there. They lost their first home game of the year because they got off to an 0-2 start.
Right.
But then they rolled off 6 out of 7 at home.
Mm-hmm. It's the last quarterback to do it was Sam Darnold in 2018. And since 2020, rookie quarterbacks on the road are 2-15.
Okay. In their first starts?
Nice
in
research.
On their first start.
Nice research.
It's a good nugget.
That's great research.
A really good nugget.
I mean, that supports the Denver Broncos play.
So it hasn't happened in 17 years.
I'm sorry, seven years. Yeah. Much rather go with Denver than Arizona.
Yeah, I agree.
Although Zach Kruger's logic of picking against the Saints is probably strong.
Well, I mean, if we make it to week two, we may have to burn the Niners in week two because they take on the Saints.
That may be the case.
Yeah.
And I'd like using the Niners early while McCaffrey's still healthy.
But hey, can you check and see what the people have picked? Or is it that does not come out until after Like, it's
I don't
too
think
late.
That comes out until after they're all.
I can try and find out, but I'm not
like
sure.
50%
like,
of the money
like
is
Sunday,
on
Sunday morning or like right before the 1 o'clock kicks is when circa puts
I can try and check, but I don't.
Well, why wouldn't they do it if there's a Thursday night game?
I have a feeling most people are on Denver.
Oh, Denver's going to be the overwhelming top pick. Denver and Washington are a lot of people's picks.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I mean, I love my Skins, but I would not guarantee a win this week. I
saw a lot of backlash from our listeners
from
about Paul DeTino's appearance because he was so high on the Giants.
Right. I listened to Kimes' podcast. I had another Giants insider. But I thought they were kind of on the same boat. They thought that the Giants could be around 500. Mm-hmm. You know, if things worked out perfectly, maybe 8 or 9 wins. That's reasonable, don't you think? They seem to be on the come.
I mean, that's true.
Their defense is scary.
That's a big
jump.
They're
like front seven.
Yeah, it's a big jump.
Pretty scary. I think we're going to have our hands full. I mean, the good news is offensively, all they have is Neighbors. Now, he can do anything, but... He's the one we gotta account for.
He's terrifying.
Yeah, he's the one. They can move him all over.
He should be double covered as much as possible.
Yeah, and maybe a late hit or two.
If Wandale Robinson and like Jalen Hyatt and Darius Slayton, if those guys carve you up and beat you, you can live with that. You can't live with Malik Neighbors.
I can't believe what Eric just said.
Strafing them for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns.
How would you feel if Boomer said, "Hey, let's pummel Jaden as much as we can after he throws the ball."
Right. I feel like teams have done that, but maybe not.
Let's go right at Jaden knees after he throws the ball.
I will say that one team we haven't talked about as much is Cincinnati. Because we had them last year and they bunged us.
I'm totally willing to go with Cincinnati.
But Cincinnati, I feel better about this year based on how they treated the preseason.
Because everyone in the world knows like it's their Super Bowl.
I mean, they
to win week one.
You can't lose to Cleveland and the disarray that team's in.
Yeah.
It's literally their Super Bowl. They're doing everything in their power to not lose week one.
But it is a road game.
I tend to agree, but man, Joe Flacco. He's had like a career renaissance.
No, I know. I'm not saying he's terrible.
Now, he's a statue.
You can definitely beat him.
If you can put pressure on him, he will throw the ball to the wrong team. But he can also throw for over 300 yards and 2 or 3 touchdowns.
Right.
He'll keep the Browns in the game.
What's their running game look like?
It's a little bit of a mess because
Jerome Ford.
They drafted Quinshon Judkins.
Yep.
I don't even know if he signed his contract yet. Maybe he did in the last day or two. It's been a weird thing with him because he had legal issues during the offseason. They've got Jerome Ford and Dylan Sampson. It's a mess.
It's not great.
It seems like the Bengals should beat them pretty handily.
Now, the Bengals defense.
I could be sold on the Bengals.
Yeah,
I could be sold as well. I don't like taking road teams.
I don't love it either, especially in week one.
The Bengals defense sucks. Now, it was preseason,
it's
but
bad.
Did you see what Jaden Daniels
it's bad.
They did? They just carved him up.
Yeah.
It was that defense is Swiss cheese.
I mean, Jerry Jeudy could have 12 catches in that game.
I just think that Cincinnati is going to be unstoppable, but you know
that offense should be.
If we're not going Eagles, we could obviously table this, bring this back up tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I would say Cincinnati, Denver, and then way down low,
it's going to be
Arizona.
If Philly wins 38-17, it's going to be 4 hours of "I told you
I know,
so."
It will be a lot of that. All right, when we come back, we will give you our final Commanders schedule prediction, wins and losses. We'll go through every game. This is the final one before the season starts because, hello, the Commanders take on the Giants this Sunday at Northwest Stadium. We'll be right back.